guys. Thank you so much for coming today again. So good to see you guys. We have been walking our way through Matthew, and listen, you can't go through one of the Gospels really quickly because there's just so much in it. So we've been kind of stuck in chapter 5. But listen, chapter 5 is one of the greatest things. It's one of the most challenging passages of Scripture that you can possibly read in my life anyway. When I read these things, it's literally like Jesus telling us what his disciples, what his followers should look like. And basically, that's telling us what should we look like. Okay? So you read Matthew 5. If you ever forget, read Matthew 5 again. If you ever forget, read it again, and you just keep reading it, and you'll get a good idea of this is, you know, if you want to be a follower of Jesus, this is what you should look like. And it doesn't look like the rest of the world. So again, if our life looks like the rest of the world, you need to right away ask yourself the question, what's wrong? You know? And usually what's wrong is in here. There's a heart issue. Because as we go through Matthew 5, what we see is Jesus is showing us the heart of the law. Okay? Again, he says very specifically, I'm not here to replace the law, not even one jot or tittle of the law, right? No, he's here to fulfill the law. So what we see as we are working through Matthew 5, as we're working through the Gospels, he's giving us a new insight into what God had already said. Okay? He had already revealed his character to us. And Jesus is just illuminating it because there are a lot of religious leaders. There are a lot of teachers. There are a lot of people who thought they knew better, who thought they understood the Word of God, who in fact did not understand the Word of God at all. And they spent a lot of their time arguing over things that truthfully we shouldn't be arguing about. They were adding and heaping coals on people's heads. That's what Jesus says. It's like you're heaping coals on people's heads. It's like you're adding all this weight to it that shouldn't even be there. And Jesus is here. I'm here to free you from that, right? Not to free you from the law, right? Not to replace it, but to let you understand its heart. Okay, so as we jump into the remainder of Matthew 5, and we should finish it up today. Okay, I'm not promising anything. But as we jump into this, just keep that background in mind. He is up on a mountainside, on a hillside, and his followers, people following from all over the place, hearing about Jesus, coming up from the southern part of Jerusalem or wherever he's doing this, and they're following him around, and he's speaking now to his disciples, the people who have chosen that I want to follow this man. There's something about him that's different. There's something about him that has authority. There's something about him that understands Scripture like no other person I've ever heard. And you can just imagine being under the teaching of Jesus, God himself. God's actually literally teaching. And so this is God's sermon to us. I mean, this is the longest, you know, sermon that we have from Jesus, and it's packed. So we're going to start at Matthew 5:38. So you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. So, wow, that's a lot. Because a lot of what he's saying there is going against